Basically, today the talk will be, it's all encapsulated in the title, it'll be a bit on lambs, it'll be a bit on forums, and by forums I mean asynchronous forums, the asynchronous forums that are a tool in the lambs authoring environment, and some thoughts at the end on learning design to try and kind of... So I'll try and talk about all those three things in about 15 minutes, which might be difficult, but... So essentially, the talk today will be some thoughts on how some of the issues that have arisen as a result of using forums in some of the online modules that that we've been developing. It's basically a case study kind of approach this morning. We'll be talking about some of the features of forums and, again, some of the learning design issues that have arisen. For those of you, I'll just go brief, talk about this briefly, but for those of you who weren't here this morning to hear about, to hear Bronwyn's talk, where she introduced the educational context kind of more fully, I'll just introduce that to you. What we're doing is basically developing online modules in basic science at the University of Western Sydney for third, fourth, and fifth year undergraduates. We've developed three modules so far: oncology, cardiovascular disease, risk, and immunity infection. That was last year, so they've all run. So we've had a whole year's worth of students going through those modules. And we're currently developing this set of modules. And in currently, as we speak, we're actually developing neuroscience, genes, growth and development, and nutrition and metabolism. And the rest are going to be developed for... developed next year. There are about five cases in each module, and each case takes about 5 hours to complete. Generally, in terms of the learning design, the cases start with a case trigger, and they move on to investigations, tests, and diagnoses, and possibly at the end, some of the cases also touch on ethical and social issues behind some of the issues that have been raised in each of the cases. Basically, what we found in terms of forums is that you can look at forums using some of these perspectives, and some of these perspectives I'll be talking about a bit in the talk, and they provide useful lenses for looking at how students interact with each other, how knowledge gets constructed in forums, social presence, and the role of the facilitator. But equally as important, we found in our experience, are process issues to do with the position of forums, for example, in a sequence. The way in which certain students, timing is another issue that we found is important. There'll be some students who are very, very eager in their participation in a forum, and then they'll move on to the end of the sequence, but that means that there's not a great deal of collaboration within a forum on a particular question. So I think in our experience, it's important to look at all these issues when you're actually looking at how you can kind of maximize the educational utility of forums. It's important not just to look at the sort of teaching and learning aspects, but the more operational aspects of forums. So the first model is this one that we'll just be going through. It's basically how participants in a forum relate to each other. And in this model, the learner-learner and learner-teacher interaction model, there's explicit interaction, implicit, and independent messages. Obviously, if in a forum you're after collaboration, you're after students kind of playing off each other, bouncing off ideas, and collaboration producing more knowledge. But if there are just a selection of independent messages, i.e. there's no interaction, then you're not really going to get that kind of collaborative educational experience. It might be that the reason why there are too many independent messages are that the question just there's not enough potential within the question to actually generate discussion and collaboration. It might be that the group's too large, that's another issue why students don't actually feel compelled to interact with each other. It might be that the students just don't really just feel awkward at a social level in terms of interacting with each other. It might be that there's insufficient scaffolding. So this really is an educational issue where the students don't actually feel comfortable from an educational perspective in actually interacting with other students. Or it might be the fact that the facilitation in the forum is lacking. So that might be one of the reasons why interaction is lacking. Those reasons might be reasons behind why interaction is lacking in a forum. Another way that you can look at forums is the Gunnar Wadener's model of knowledge construction. And they propose that there are five phases to knowledge construction, the first one being sharing and comparing. And these levels really kind of go in order of complexity. The second one being discovery of dissonance and inconsistency. That's when students start to kind of question with each other the meaning or the inconsistencies behind other students' responses or the facilitator's facilitation. You move on to negotiation of meaning, and then you move on to testing and modification of any ideas that are getting proposed in the forum. And then finally onto application. I mean, really, 4 and 5 can be grouped together, and perhaps 2 and 3 can be grouped together. So basically, from just pure sharing of information right down to, right, we've shared all this information, we've kind of, we've interrogated some of the inconsistencies in the information, and now we're going to come up with a hypothesis, and we're going to test that knowledge. So that's another way of looking at forum interactions. Okay, knowledge construction is important because that's why students like to come back to forums and learn from them. It's not just a question of cutting and pasting stuff from the internet and putting it into a forum post and that's it, and then I move on to the next activity. It's about creating an environment where students interact with each other so that they can get maximum educational value out of that, out of the participation in the forum. The other reason why it's important is because the process of knowledge construction helps social cohesion. And again, the last point really relates to the first one. It's not, forums aren't about, they're about developing and sustaining kind of deeper levels of knowledge as students kind of tackle together a particular question. So one of the modules that has the most forums that we helped develop last year was the cardiovascular disease and risk module. So I'll just talk briefly. There was a question in one of the forums, discuss the physiology of blood pressure control, define the difference between peripheral and central mechanisms. So this is one of the first responses from a forum in that module. And again, this is just a good example of sharing of information. So in that Gunnar-Wadener model, you've got the first phase of knowledge construction kind of been satisfied at this level. So another example here. When the student says, agree completely with Bob and Jane, you've got the idea there of an explicit interaction between, a student that's posting this and a student's called Bob and Jane in the forum. So they're explicitly kind of bouncing off this idea against the idea that Bob and Jane posted up. The second one is more of an implicit message. So they've read the forum and now they're kind of responding to the idea of that particular student. Again, in the third response, you've got an explicit message, but you've also got the beginnings of a discussion about you know, the different perspectives on the question, on the initial question. Okay, this is the last quote from this forum. And here what's interesting, I think, is that the student is beginning to, is basically using the group, to the other students, to validate whether or not the knowledge that this student's proposing is valid. And you've also got the beginning of the application of knowledge here. So that really is quite a nice example of the way in which knowledge construction is occurring at the sort of more complex levels of knowledge construction in terms of that the model that we've already seen. The other thing that's important in forums is social presence. What was interesting at the University of Western Sydney is that a lot of the students actually knew each other before they embarked on the LAM sequences. So it was kind of hard to tell. A lot of them were friends. A lot of them had, you know, socialized before. So it wasn't really a big issue in terms of their feeling awkward in a forum context. So, but having said that, I think it's an important aspect of a successful forum as well. So yeah. I guess the role of the facilitator is very important, obviously, in forums. And this is just an example of one of the ways in which the facilitators help promote knowledge construction in a forum. What we found is that in the first semester of this course being run, that there wasn't really that much, the facilitator wasn't actually that as explicit as she is here, and the kind of level of participation forum suffered as a result. So we got them to be a lot more explicit in terms of their, you know, what they're expecting from the students. They're expecting from the students, in other words, to look at, you know, while they're on their clinical rotations, to bring some of the knowledge that they're learning in the scientific streams into their rotations, and, you know, vice versa. So that was quite important. The other thing that it's important for the facilitator to do is to be explicit about the learning objectives, because that was another thing that wasn't really explicitly kind of laid out in the first semester, but, you know, it's a learning experience for us and for the facilitators, and learning improved as a result of them being more explicit in terms of the learning objectives. And in the literature, it's pretty clear that facilitation doesn't just happen. You need training. You know, facilitators need to understand how do you facilitate in an online context. And those are just some references. And Salmon's model is actually quite useful in this context, because she understands that really the facilitator kind of is the glue that binds all these things together. You know, participation, learner-learner interaction, learner-teacher interaction, knowledge construction, social presence, all this sort of stuff. Okay, do students like forums? Well, basically, when forums were facilitated, they loved them. You can see by that chart. And when forums weren't facilitated, that kind of level of satisfaction dipped quite substantially. I should just say that at the end of each one of the cases, we had surveys, so students had to fill out surveys. So this is how we kind of got this information here.
Question.
Yeah.
All your forums, you said, were asynchronous.
Yeah.
And your Q&A were also asynchronous.
Yeah. 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 It's all asynchronous.
When they
yeah. Yeah, and this is one of the things that I'm going to talk about. Well, one of the issues that kind of arose for us, the way in which students came in to the forums at different times and at different rates, so that kind of posed problems for the, you know, the collaborative learning experiences. So, So I guess one of the issues that has come about as a result of our use of forums is the positioning of forums in a sequence. And I think if a forum is placed at the beginning, one of the educational problems with that is that you can't scaffold up to a forum task, because obviously a forum-based task is a bit less, is more open-ended, and more discussion is needed, and participation is needed to actually engage and to really push some of the issues that are asked by the question. In the middle, one of the problems that we found is that A, it might not allow you to build up kind of educational scaffolding to the forum task, and B, there were a lot of students who would post a message in a forum and then just move on to the next part of the sequence. So that meant that the students really weren't getting the kind of educational value that they should get out of a forum because of the position of the forum in the sequence. So there are kind of educational, the positioning of forums in sequences. There are educational aspects to it as well as kind of operational aspects to that question. So, for example, in this sequence, you've got four forums. One's kind of at the beginning, and one's in the middle, and you've got sort of two at the end. And that really didn't work as a learning sequence. So that's a good quote there. Okay, what we're thinking now is with the experience that we've got with forums is that we're going to experiment with placing them at the end. Placing forums at the end will mean that you can educationally build up to a forum-based task at the end, so that you've actually scaffolded students educationally to take on a task that's more open-ended. And also you're less likely to get students are less likely to come across the issue of the chronological asymmetry. In other words, that you know the forum is at the end, and you're more likely to get a critical mass of students at the end of the sequence, rather than if you were going to dot the sequence, the forums, you know, at the beginning of the sequence or in the middle. So that's something that we're going to try in the next round of modifications to the sequences that we've already developed. I guess the question is, will a combination of position of forum in sequences and effective facilitation lead to more educationally effective and rewarding learning experiences? But that's what, you know, that's what we're going to be trying out in the next round. And that's it. Any questions? Well, the way that we've measured this kind of set of feedback is basically at the end of, as I said, at the end of each module, there's a survey, and students, there's sort of an open text response, and students can respond in terms of basically the questions revolve around how long did the module take, you know, what activities did you find the most helpful, least helpful, etc. And there's an open text response. So we're probably going to try and measure the effectiveness of placing forums at the end of the sequence in the same way that we've kind of measured the forums so far. So, yeah, an open text-based response to kind of how students have coped with the forum being at the end. One of the things that has come up constantly in the feedback is, you know, student X is an eager beaver, you know, they've kind of, you know, they've posted up one message and they've kind of leapt onto the end of the sequence, but, you know, I've come in late, you know, and I'm not really kind of interacting with other students, and therefore all I'm going to do is put up any old thing just to get on with the sequence, and that obviously isn't, you know.
You presumably have deadlines by when you have to finish the sequence.
Yeah, it's
that's going to converge.
Yeah, exactly. So we're trying to sort of grapple with the process issues as well as the educational stuff. So I think, I guess the what we've learned so far is it's important to look at everything, you know, operational issues, process issues, as well as the sort of more educational and pedagogical stuff. So it's not. Yeah, we haven't tried that. I'm not sure how that would work.
They hated Quorum and Scribe. We mess an effective layer stop gate. We had to wait for everybody. And that actually, they really, really hated it. And we think it was good for them anyway, even though they hated it. But that was probably the one they complained about the most.
And what about monitoring the comments and things with Quorum?
Well, you could tell that. I mean, some of the forums were absolutely fantastic. When you had good facilitators, absolutely fantastic. You'd have that question that I put up there with good facilitation. You'd have different perspectives coming out as a result of the different student experiences. So you'd have one cohort, and they'd be kind of talking about this aspect, and then you have another cohort and they'd be talking about something else, and that really depended on the way in which the facilitator was able to kind of direct the discussion. So what was really interesting is there wasn't really one answer to the question. It was like there were multiple answers because they all had different clinical experiences. So I think when there's good facilitation, it was fantastic.
Was there expectations that all the students were participating in the forum? I'm just thinking about how
I mean, the blunt way of getting them to post one thing up was they had to post one thing up. But still, that doesn't really solve the problem.
How important was this in terms of their assessment?
They had to complete the task, and they couldn't put up anything dumb, you know, that had to be kind of relevant and educated. So.
And they also were examined on the content as well, so I knew they had to go back to it. And I think that's when they probably learned most from the forums, is when they went over their work for the exams and suddenly got to see everybody's answers again and use that for learning.
You're using.
Yeah.
Now, what does LAMS provide for you to? Is that because you want the output or the input to the forum is then used in another way inside? Have you ever tried to use a forum outside of LAMS? What I'm thinking about this is if I wonder whether audio would work. Voice tools, for example. Voice tools, which, you know, is implemented in our OMSs in Adelaide.
Mm. I guess one interesting way of using a forum would be to maybe have minimal facilitation from the facilitator and get the students to bounce off ideas, and then maybe for the facilitator to look at all the interactions and then come up with a voice feedback, in terms of that distillation of, you know, the ideas that have been covered. But
the idea of the learner's participation is audio.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I asked, was it locked into the LAMS? or a voice forum, which is basically the same process but all audio. So the facilitation's audio, the participation's audio. Would that help or hinder?
I guess just for sort of purposes of keeping everything within one system, it's probably easier to use the LAMS environment. I'm not sure, but it's a good question. I mean, exactly how much of the sort of going out of LAMS and coming back in do you actually do? That's not really something that we've experimented with at all. It's very much a kind of, you know, within LAMS. Yeah, I mean, we're experimenting possibly with having some student activities that are sort of video-based as well, getting them to, you know, with a patient-doctor communication scenario, for example, you know, actually script that out, but in terms of, like, a video thing. So.
Recording on the feedback I get from the nurses.
Right. Thank you.